Well, good morning, everybody. We are GFBS for Grand Forks Best Source. Time now for your morning update for Tuesday, February 23rd. Brought to you by Probita's Promotions. If you're looking to boost your brand, Probita's Promotions will make you stand out from the crowd. Probita's will consult with you at no cost to help you find the perfect swag for your business. You know, whether it's logoed apparel, hats, promotions, promotional products, trade show displays, or awards, Probita's is the region's top provider for free online stores. Probita's stores are the perfect option for your company apparel ordering, team spirit wear, or any type of organization that wants to dress their members with logoed apparel. Probita's Promotions, with locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot. Shop probitaspromo.com or call 1-866-PRO-SWAG. Boost your brand and stand out from the crowd with Probita's Promotions. Well, our weather today, there is a winter weather advisory in effect. We could see 3, 4, 5 inches of snow. High temp today should be right around 37 degrees. North Dakota Department of Health confirming 35 new cases of COVID-19 and 3 more deaths reported, including a Grand Forks County man in his 60s. Total 1,438 deaths have been linked to COVID-19 in the state. Cass County, currently 5 new cases. Grand Forks County reported 3 new cases. Health officials said the daily positivity rate is now 2.09%. There are now 710 active cases in North Dakota, 38 patients hospitalized. And this COVID-19 update was brought to you by Pure Mist. Well, North Dakota House of Representatives passed a bill yesterday that would make future mask mandates illegal. The bill passed 50-44. It next heads to the state Senate. Now, the bill comes 3 months after North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum imposed a statewide mask mandate, though the governor himself had previously expressed skepticism over such a move. The bill's sponsor, State Representative Jeff Hoverson, a Republican, called mask mandates diabolical silliness, characterizing them as a conspiracy run by unelected wealthy bureaucrats who are robbing our freedoms and perpetuating lies. Several GOP supporters of the state bill said they believe that mask wearing does nothing to slow the spread of COVID-19. Multiple health experts, including the nation's top infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci, have stated that mask wearing is essential to overcoming the coronavirus pandemic. Well, Dominion Voting System files a $1.3 billion defamation lawsuit against the founder of Minnesota-based MyPillow. Lawsuit alleges Mike Lindell falsely accused Dominion of rigging the presidential election. Lawsuit was filed in federal court in District of Columbia Monday. Alleges Lindell ignored repeated warnings from Dominion. Lindell says he's glad Dominion sued and that the legal process will vindicate him. And Grand Forks Police canine Shelby getting some extra treats and belly rubs after tracking down a shoplifter. Officers responded to a shoplifting call at Shields just after 8 p.m. on the 20th. Police tracked down the shoplifter's car, discovered that they took off on foot. One suspect was apprehended immediately, while the other fled to the parking lot of a nearby apartment complex. Officers set up a perimeter, deployed canine Shelby to track down the remaining suspect. Shelby found the second suspect hiding beneath a vehicle about 2 blocks away. And in sports last night, the Crookston School Board approved a new co-op agreement for boys hockey with Fertile Belt Trammy and Sacred Heart. Region 2 girls basketball quarterfinals, Grafton over Drayton Valley, Edinburgh, Thompson beats North Border. Today at 6, it's Grafton taking on Cavalier. Boys State Hockey Tournament, Williston plays Red River at 4:30. Botineau Rugby takes on Central at 6:30, both games at the Perp. And Girls State Hockey Tournament, Minot takes on Grand Forks at 5 o'clock at Eagles Arena. And finally, UND Hockey senior Colin Adams named the Bauer NCHC Forward of the Week, and junior Jacob Bernard Docker was picked as Defenseman of the Week as the Fighting Hawks swept Omaha last weekend to clinch their second straight NCHC regular season championship. Well, there you go. That's your update. With special thanks to First Community Credit Union. You know, you've been dreaming about your forever home. Well, forever, right? Well, now is the time to make that dream a reality. Now is the time to contact Craig Vansky, Mortgage Loan Officer with First Community Credit Union. Craig can make your home buying dreams come true. With the low interest rates and quality service, First Community Credit Union can help you with all of your home buying needs. With rates still incredibly low, now might be the perfect time. Make your forever home dream come true. Contact Craig Vansky, First Community Credit Union, 701-757-6805, or email craig.vensky@myfccu.com. First Community Credit Union, Equal Housing Opportunity. Well, if you're a news person, check out the GFBS Morning Update podcast. We're now live on our website, too, at GrahamForksBestSource.com. Later today, possibly for the last time, Dr. Nick Ralston and David Waterman from the Midwest Public Health Coalition stop in to talk about, well, stuff. Make sure you like us, share us, and tag us. You know, Grand Forks is great. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.